And let's say good morning and welcome now to Shirley Johnson, who's with us on the Garden Program this morning. Shirley's home economist with the Extension Service for San Antonio and Bexar County. And Shirley, here we are on the 15th day of December. And if I count correctly, it's 10 days till Christmas. So we're counting the days, and I guess we're getting busier and busier and busier.
This is when the hectic season starts just rolling.
But isn't it fun?
Well, I'm not sure sometimes whether it's fun or not. Yeah. I read the other day somewhere where some people got depressed. I don't get depressed, but I get almost frantic that it's going to get here before I get ready. And you know that I'll never be ready. And I do this every year. I think,
You know what I have to fight? I have to fight the Scrooge attitude.
Do you?
Because, you know, it gets pretty expensive when you have a big family. And you can't, you know, you can't get anything for $2 or $3 anymore.
Why not?
You
got
to spend some money.
You got to spend some money.
And some years...
As the grandkids get older, they want more expensive things.
Well, we want to give them more expensive things.
We do.
But at the end of the month, you know, I'm looking at an empty pocketbook.
You're looking at zero, zero, zero.
So I'm, you know, I have to fight that attitude, man. Let's cut down.
Uh-huh. Well, I hear you, and I know what you're saying. Yeah. Because men are grown, and when they really, what they want now are... Now, I ask them what they want. Well, Mom, we really like a new car. you jest.
We have 17 in our immediate family.
17?
Lizette and I came to San Antonio 42 years ago, and our oldest son was about 9 months old, so there were three of us. Now there's 17 of us.
You are reproductive.
The weather's good down this part of the country.
It's really
wonderful. Is.
Yes, it's been good for the McReynoldses. Okay, just dig a little deeper and get them all.
I'm doing. That's what I'm doing. I'm trying to be nice about it.
Because I think that's the thing that I always dread the most. Once I get the Christmas shopping done and the packages wrapped, and today I have that done, I am going to start cooking, like in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the part
that I love.
The house
smells so good.
That's what I enjoy doing.
Yeah.
I enjoy doing homemade candy.
Yeah.
I'm really not crazy about cookies. I make lots of bar kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
But a cake or two, that one to take with me to my mother's and one to take to my mother-in-law's. And I'm going to do something for the office.
Do you make pies?
Yes, I make pies. And I make
pies. Are my favorite, yeah.
My mom makes pecan pies. In fact, I understand Jerry Parsons offered her a recipe the other day.
That's right.
On the radio.
Yeah. He said, I'd hate to say, but he said a kind, unkind word or two about you, but he made up for it in bragging on your mother's cooking those pecan pies.
Yeah. Well, she does do a heck of a job.
He said he wondered why the daughter didn't learn all those tips.
I kept telling him, he kept bugging me for the recipe, and I said, I'm not giving you the recipe for that.
No.
I said, it's in my brain. He said, I want it written down from your mother. I said, it's in my head.
Yeah.
I can write it down. I don't want you to do
that, Shirley. Yeah, you were looking for trouble when you were...
Yeah, whenever I used that. Anyway, we know he always gives trouble. Yes, she does make a mean pecan pie, and if you've written for that, you'll get it. Because I finally did convince him that I knew exactly how she made them and gave him the recipe. So, but those can be frozen. Pumpkin pie can be frozen. Mm-hmm. Your cakes can be frozen. In fact, I nearly always bake the cake like this weekend and freeze it until the day before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I want to use it. But anyway, you can do that. And not only can you do it with the desserts, but you can do it with other things. Like if you're going to do... sweet potatoes, mashed sweet potatoes.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Do those. Put those in the freezer.
You freeze those, all right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Take them out the morning of, let them sit a while, and then warm them, and they're great. Other casseroles that you're going to do. And, of course, my very favorite thing is the breakfast casserole that
I remember. Yeah, I remember you giving us that recipe.
Yeah, put it in the fridge overnight. You have breakfast in a heap of time while you're opening all the packages on Christmas
That's
morning.
That's great. Yeah. Hey, we're at the halfway point. We'll continue this discussion. We'll even talk about some calorie counts right after this. Shirley, of course, one of the things about this holiday season, and especially Christmas and New Year's, is that we sort of throw caution to the wind, I think, in our diets, in our what we consume, and we feel like, well, come next year, we'll take all this weight off. But let's talk about calories, counting calories.
Well, one of the things that we know we need to do when we eat well, all the time, regardless whether we eat well or not, but we need to be very active. And to do some exercise. And so today I have how many calories you'll burn up in 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're walking slowly, like 2 miles per hour,
okay,
you burn 100 calories in 30 minutes.
Oh, that's not many.
That's not many at all.
One cookie or less, huh?
Yeah. Half a cookie. Yeah. Crumbs of a half a cookie, yeah, or whatever. But if you're bowling for 30 minutes, you use 135 calories.